And so continuing to practice with the formulation of the five aggregates, let's take a little bit of time to get the body and the attention a bit settled. And so feeling into the touch points very deliberately and feeling into the breathing and bringing intentionality to your practice. And taking a bit of time to settle into the present moment through body and breathing. Practicing simply with body and breathing, body and breath, simply being known. So we have body and consciousness, or awareness if you prefer, the knowing of body and breathing. As we practice with breath and body together, we may notice pleasant, unpleasant, and neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensations, moments with the breathing, particular body sensations. We notice the feeling tone. quick together with feeling tone can be a perception. Ah, soft breath, heavy breath, tight breath, or pulling tightness in the body, digestion. So there may be a perception, a labeling of experience of pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. This is natural. Taking a little bit of time now to open to pleasant sensations. Really being aware of what's pleasant in the body, the breathing, a softness in the hands. Noticing pleasant feeling tone in body and breathing. Noticing too what happens when we notice the pleasant. Do we spin off into thoughts and emotions? These sensations in this location, maybe it's the hands, they really feel nice. I should practice more with sitting, just noticing hands. Now, why don't I do that? I don't know, I just keep forgetting things. And then off we go, we're spinning away. So we might notice if we get caught up and we start clinging to the pleasant as if we can make it endure. So we might feel tension in the body with that, feel the stress. Feel the dukkha of it. Part of the stress in the dukkha can be the birth of an identity. I am someone who knows how to practice with hands. I am someone who doesn't know how to practice with hands. I'm someone who doesn't know how to practice at all. Notice if any dukkha of identity is happening. Feel into it with body and breathing. kindness. And then experiment with the insight, but this is not me, this is not mine. And just notice if dropping that in helps you appreciate conditionality. How that feels. And then see about sitting again with breath and body, opening to other pleasant sensations. And then we can take a bit of time to practice in the same way with whatever unpleasant sensations show up. Opening to them, unpleasant. Perhaps there's a perception of pulling or tightening. Notice what happens next. When we label and open to the unpleasant sensations, beyond the perception, is there a proliferation of thought? Is there giving birth to an identity as someone who's in pain, or I have a healthy body, this shouldn't be happening to me, or what did I do now? So noticing any of that identity, and when you've felt into the dukkha of that, notice how it is to affirm, not me, not mine. And notice what happens next. And then moving to other experiences, sensations that are unpleasant. And we can practice too with the neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensations, opening to sensations we perhaps barely notice, funny little places like under the chin or the underarms or the backs of the knees or your earlobes or maybe even the breath. Noticing what happens, what unfolds with neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensations. Aware of any thoughts and clinging and stress, dukkha, and any spinning off into identity. And at a certain point, affirming, ah, not me, not mine. This is conditioned, a conditioned arising. And noticing what happens next. With the neutral, we may spin off into chasing after pleasant experiences, or even getting caught up in unpleasant ones, all in search of stimulation. This too is eye-making. Is it possible to be with the life of the body? The sensations we tend to barely notice, and just be with them with interest and watch them unfold and see what happens next. In these last few minutes of our practice, let's open to all the various sensations, the pleasant, the unpleasant, the neither. Letting the awareness move from one to the other, noticing their changing nature. Clinging to nothing. Noticing that none of them are me or mine. as we finish up a couple of readings. So, an Indian mystic in the Vedanta tradition, Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj he spoke to people who interviewed him, and they wrote the book, I Am That. And they wrote the book from the talks they'd had with him. And one of the things he said to them, to these Westerners, was, all you need is already within you. Only you must approach yourself with reverence and love. Self-condemnation and self-disgust are grievous errors. Your constant flight from pain and search for pleasure is a sign of love you bear for yourself. All I plead with you is this: make love of yourself perfect. Deny yourself nothing. Give yourself infinity and eternity, and discover that you do not need them. You are beyond. And in a nutshell, he said, love tells me I am everything. Wisdom tells me I am nothing. And in between, my life flows.